The challenge of discovering lost monuments in the vacant space around the stone circle was one of the Hidden Landscapes Project's core objectives. Sector after sector was scanned, but nothing was detected. Finally, less than a kilometre to the northwest, the archaeologists picked up signals of something unexpected.
I'm standing on a small mound about 900 metres away from Stonehenge. It's called Amesbury 50. It's been known for quite a long time. It's one of several hundred mounds in the immediate vicinity of Stonehenge. But the Stonehenge Hidden Landscapes Project has been able to use new technologies in a way that gives us new insights into this mound and the structures that lie beneath it.
The high-resolution equipment detected far more detail hidden beneath the mound.
It was really quite exciting when we looked at this data for the first time. First of all, you just saw the ditches around the mound. But it was only after a minute that we started to realise that inside the ditches, there were a whole series of large pits or post holes, and they were completely unexpected.